iRobot Roomba, the vacuum cleaning robot, faithfully picks up pet hair, so your floors are perfectly groomed. Even if your pet isn't, it's time to let the robots do the work for you.
It's Monday, March 7th. I'm Natalie Morris, and it's time to get loaded. Google confirmed that it did remove a few apps from the Android marketplace because the apps were malicious. We reported this last week, but Google had not confirmed it until the weekend. Only devices running Android 2.2.2 were susceptible to the apps, which took over a user's device. There were 58 rogue apps downloaded to about 260,000 devices, which Google does say they can remotely disable with a kill switch. And here's one thing Google will not remove with the kill switch: iBoobs. This is a rather juvenile but also pretty comical app that lets you jiggle a pair of boobs up and down. Apple removed it from the App Store in 2008, but now it's in the Android marketplace. The app costs $2, but there's also a free version called iBoobs Lite. I think there are fewer features on this free version, not smaller boobs, but I didn't test to verify that. The Today Show is relaunching its morning show page on Today.com. This is a morning show on a competing network from our parent company, CBS, but I think this is worth mentioning because it's a total reinvention of a broadcast show's web presence. Most broadcast news programs cut up their shows and just throw them online in bits and pieces. Today is treating its website like a completely different entity. They will have a separate broadcast just for the web and put a greater emphasis on video on the site. It launches on Tuesday. We love our technology, but not at the expense of our health. A new study shows that Americans' dependence on their gadgets is costing them precious sleep. The National Sleep Foundation found that 95% of respondents in a recent study reported to using some type of gadget before bed. Experts believe this is not only pushing back our bedtime, but the light from the gadget also stimulates you so you don't fall asleep quite so easily. The recommendation from these experts is to keep your gadgets out of your bedroom. Do you think you can do that? Our parent company, CBS, has acquired Clicker, which is sort of like a TV guide for the web. It helps you find and watch the shows you want on the internet. I first became familiar with Clicker when it launched on Voxy over a year ago. In this acquisition, CBS took on Clicker's CEO Jim Lanzoni as the new CEO of CBS Interactive. This makes him my boss. CBS Interactive is the digital media branch of CBS Corporation. We had been without a CEO for a few months, and now we have one. I don't know Lanzoni yet, and we have no inside information on this deal. And finally, I would be remiss if I did not mention that the hottest thing on the internet this weekend was actor Charlie Sheen. Sheen took to Ustream to do a show, and I use the word show very loosely here. He is calling this Sheen's Corner, and it racked up over 300,000 unique viewers on Saturday night and has been viewed on replay over 500,000 times. It was pretty nonsensical, which makes me wonder if I could get more viewers for Loaded if I just started running my mouth and talking nonsense. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow. Tune in for that. That's your news of the day. You can find more links to any of our stories at CNET.com/loaded. I'm Natalie Morris for CNET, and you've just been loaded.
iRobot Roomba, the vacuum cleaning robot, faithfully picks up pet hair, so your floors are perfectly groomed. Even if your pet isn't, it's time to let the robots do the work for you.